This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a 14-year-old shot in Nelson Street in the city. Prime Minister Motley reiterates calls for national unity to tackle gun violence. The Barbados Youth Development Council calling for mandatory youth participation to curb crime. A big turnout for the port car auction after most vehicles are claimed by owners. And a judge says U.S. President Donald Trump's officials could face criminal contempt over deportations. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A 14-year-old is in stable condition this morning at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital after sustaining a gunshot wound in Nelson Street, the city. The teenager was sitting at Bailey's Corner Shop when a bullet grazed the back of his head. Acting Inspector Public Relations Officer Ryan Brathwaite told Starcom Network News the incident happened yesterday just after 5 p.m.
Police received a report of gunshots being discharged at Betwith Street, St. Michael. Units were dispatched to the area, and our initial investigations have shown that there was an altercation involving two men, and as a result, gunshots were discharged. One of those shots penetrated a house along the roadway, injuring a young male in the process. He was taken to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, where he is now undergoing treatment. All reports indicate the injury is not life-threatening.
Police Public Relations Officer Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite. Meantime, the Parkinson Memorial Secondary School student has been described as a peaceful individual by his neighbour, who asked not to be named.
Man, he's a cool youth man. He's just there watching TV and cooling out. Yeah, he don't get in trouble, he don't walk about no nine. Youth man has been there all the time watching TV with my grandchild and my little nephew and them there. Yeah, I mean that then come at the wrong time. Doing stupidness, that is all. But the first time that really happened, like right here, your man, I can't believe that.
A neighbor of the 14-year-old shooting victim. Prime Minister Mia Motley is again urging a whole-of-country approach to tackle the scourge of gun violence. Speaking at the funeral of the late Jonathan Chase at the Garfield Sobers Gymnasium yesterday, Ms. Motley encouraged Barbadians to reject all association with illegal firearms.
A gun does not walk and it doesn't talk. And if you see a gun, youngsters, stay away from the gun and anybody who has guns around you. Grandmothers, do not let anybody bring a gun in the house and hide it under your hats or push it in the back of a kitchen cupboard. Boyfriends and girlfriends, do not let anybody leave a gun at your house. And I'm giving you these examples because it is in these small things that we will honor Jonathan's life and all who went before him who should never have gone before because of the tragic use of guns.
She emphasized that every citizen has a role to play in the fight against crime.
And I say simply to us as a nation, as we grieve and uplift the memory of Jonathan, that his life in the history of our nation must stand for something. And it must stand for that individual commitment that a handful of people cannot terrorize this nation. And if the rest of us who have the power to say no more guns and to stop them from being hidden around our houses and in our houses and to stop our families from engaging with people who want to be in that kind of thing, we can be largely successful. And in being largely successful, we do what? We save lives.
Prime Minister Mia Amor Motley. The Barbados Youth Development Council, BYDC, is proposing that involvement in youth organizations be made mandatory for those under 16 years of age as part of efforts to tackle rising youth crime. Following a National Youth and Crime Strategy Assessment meeting, BYDC President Caleb Brathwaite pointed to a troubling increase in youth violence. He revealed that the council would write to cabinet, urging that the initiative be adopted as a national policy.
There were several challenges that we see as young people are facing in this country. Lack of early intervention, erosion of positive community influence, underinvestment in youth-led spaces, educational community disconnect, and the normalization of violence. We see in society that that there is a lack of certain values and certain things are which are not being instilled in young people today. We want the mandatory participation of young people in youth organizations. If you are under 16, you should be in a youth organization. Maybe ask yourself why. Now, if they are not getting instruction and discipline within their home, their best place to get it within the youth group, doing something that they love. It could be the usual football, the cricket, the netball, and that there are youth organizations that could be able to contribute to the positive development of young people.
President of the Barbados Youth Advance Council, Caleb Brathwaite. Some of the roughly 250 people who turned up at the Bridgetown port yesterday for a public auction left disappointed as only 7 vehicles remained on the list when the sale began. Barbados Port Incorporated, in a statement, explained that following a public appeal on February 15th for consignees to collect their cargo and the announcement that items left unclaimed for over 30 days could be auctioned, most of the vehicles were retrieved, significantly reducing the auction pool. All 7 vehicles were sold within 45 minutes. BPI Chief Executive Officer David Jean-Marie said the main goal of the auction was to decongest the port and free up space critical for handling incoming cargo effectively. Successful bidders are expected to collect their vehicles by next Wednesday. Of the 10 cases filed under the Ministry of Tourism and International Transport Appeals Mechanism, some vehicles have since been withdrawn from the auction, others delivered to consignees, while a few remain under review. As the 2025 sugar harvest continues with over 40,000 tons delivered so far, there remains some uncertainty around the way forward regarding ownership of the industry. Government continues to manage the assets within the operation, while an earlier proposal of shares for workers and a possible sale to the Barbados Sustainable Energy Cooperative Society Limited, or Co-op Energy, has not been finalized. Minister of Agriculture Indar Weir told Starcom Network News prior that no matter what transpires regarding the current situation with Co-op Energy, workers are guaranteed a stake in the industry.
But inevitably, if they don't come up with their funding, we would then have to find someone else to do it. But it's certainly not going to block or stop the decision we have taken to make sure those people who have given their labor to this industry become owners of it through the shareholding allocation that we have put at their disposal. And nothing is going to stop that from happening.
Minister of Agriculture Indar Weir. The Barbados Agricultural Society is stepping up efforts to revive pork sales across the island following what it describes as a severe decline in recent months. Speaking during a news conference to address concerns in the pork sector, Chief Executive Officer James Paul revealed that a new campaign titled Pork to the Bone will soon be launched to help boost consumer interest and support local farmers.
We had observed that, for instance, not only that farmers were having difficulty getting the pork sold to the traditional buyers, but also too that generally we observed there's a decline in sales. So in order to address that, we want to start this campaign under Beijing Pork to the Bone. That would, first of all, increase sales. And at the same time, what we also want to do is to use different recipes from different chefs to show people how they can utilize pork differently. The other thing, of course, too, that it does not prevent, say, other persons who are in the industry to, under the campaign, of course, to actually offer special price inducements to consumers who might want to at least take advantage of the sale offers. We have to address this issue where we have noticed over the last month or so that severe decline in pork sales.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. And finally, the Trump administration officials could face criminal contempt charges for violating a U.S. federal judge's order halting deportations of alleged members of a Venezuelan gang who had no chance to challenge their removal. In a written ruling, U.S. District Judge James Boasberg found probable cause to hold officials in criminal contempt of court, saying the administration demonstrated willful disregard for his March 15th order barring the deportations to El Salvador under the 1798 Alien Enemies Act. Many of the migrants' lawyers and family members say those deported are not gang members and were never given a chance to contest the U.S. government's assertion that they were. Yesterday's ruling is the closest any court has come to suggesting punishing the administration since Donald Trump returned to the White House on January 20th and escalates the confrontation between the judicial and executive branches. Recapping the headlines. 14-year-old shot in Nelson Street, the city. Prime Minister Motley reiterates calls for national unity to tackle gun violence. The Barbados Youth Development Council calling for mandatory youth participation to curb crime. A big turnout for the port car auction after most vehicles are claimed by owners. And the judge says that U.S. President Donald Trump's officials could face criminal contempt over deportations. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.